Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is saying the Shaila of whether or not you're able to make one bracha for, you're able to have a group together for wine. The Gemara brought down to two versions of a machlekes, whether or not Heseba helps for wine or not. And we are holding by about two lines before the two dots, tried to get to on Friday. Lehech lishna da amar Rav loyshanu ela pasta mahani leheseba. According to the version that Rav said that bread is the only thing that heseba works for, aval yayin loy mahani leheseba, but wine heseba does not work for. You cannot lean and have it considered a kvius, and memela everybody who's just leaning for plain wine. If you're going to a suda of just plain wine, you're going to a bar or a saloon, and everybody wants to go ahead and have wine, then it's, even if you're all leaning over, it's not considered a kvias. Kasha Seifa. There's a kasha from the Seifa where it said all the aniyim would go into the next room, and then one person would make a bracha for all of them. And the Gemara answers simply, Shaini hasam demigu deka mahani lehaseba lepas, mahani lehaseba leyayin. There it's different, because they're leaning, it wasn't in a bar or a saloon, it was in a regular meal place. And the haseba that they were doing was for a subsequent full meal. And memela, that is why it was a going to be considered a haseba, because of the subsequent meal. The very fact that they started with wine first is neither mila nor morid. And memela, the haseba is going to transfer over to the wine that they had previous to it.
Actually, the case showed the opposite. The case showed that when they sat down for wine, everyone was mevorach le'atzmo.
No, but that the Gemara asked before, and the Gemara said over there that the reason why it didn't count was because it was specifically a non-haseba place. It was made there to get up.
But when they got into the main hall,
right,
they didn't serve wine.
They did. They started again with wine. Their first thing was wine again.
Doesn't say that.
Yeah, look, it says, Kate says over there.
It says, Chozer v'notel yodor shtayim, they did.
Right.
And then they said, even though everybody made their own.
Balehem yain.
One can be more for all of them, but they didn't say for wine.
Yeah, really? It says, Balehem yain.
I don't see it. Echon mavorach le'atzmo, echon mavorach le'kuna.
No, it says over here, Chozer v'notel shtay yodov, Balehem yain.
Oh, I see, okay.
Yeah. Okay, Balehem Yain Betoich Amazon. Shalu as Ben Zoima. Mipnei Ma Omru Balehem Yain Betoich Amazon Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarach La'atzmai. They asked Ben Zoima, why is it that you stated that if wine comes during the meal, and this is not by a meal, but during the meal, this is a mission already, that every single person has to say a bracha b'fnei atzma. Kol echad ve'echad mevarach la'atzma. Everybody says their own bracha. But if it comes after the meal, if you have a dessert wine, then la'acham was an echad mevarach la'kulam. And amar lehem ha'il v'ein beis ha'bli apanei. The reason is because during the meal, we don't want anybody making a bracha or having to say amen if they're not ready. Because you could be about to put down that last piece of schnitzel, and then the guy says his bracha, and now I have to say amen with my mouth full, and therefore it would be a danger just having to say something when you're not ready. And therefore we'd prefer if everybody makes their own bracha. Says the Gemara, "V'hu amar al hamugmar medikatani, v'hu amar al hamugmar mechlal deika adif minei." From the fact that it says that he's the one who says it on the mugmar, we can infer that even though somebody else was, it would be more proper and fitting for somebody else to say the bracha. Nevertheless, he's going to be the one to say it since he's the one who made the bracha on the wine. So va'amai says the Gemara, "Hayol v'hu natal yadav tchila," since he is the tchila ba'achrona. Now the goin takes out this girsa. And as far as I understand, he doesn't put in a substitute, and so does the side of the Gemara. So I'm not sure if our school takes it out or not. But it's the idea is going to be that since he started saying a bracha, so he should be the one to finish the bracha, which is how we explained it in the Mishnah. So the whole va'amai hoyel v'hu not toyad of tchila ba'achrona is taken out by a lot of girsos. Do they have it in by you? Yeah, do they have it?
Find a place. I'm lost.
No, but I'm saying, but do they have it over here?
I don't know if I'm at the right place or not. I don't know where you're at.
All
right,
so it's sometimes they do take it out, sometimes they don't. So we're up to Misayei Alei L'Rav.
They mentioned in the notes that it's
taken out.
Erroneous interpolation should be deleted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, so it looks like most people take it out. So Misayei Alei L'Rav, this is a proof of Rav. The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. In other words, instead of putting it in there, it's not a statement. It's not a question. It's even though there are people that are greater than him there, period. And we're supposed to explain by ourselves. Because once you start a mitzvah, you get to finish it. The Gemara says, Misayei Alei L'Rav, this is a proof to Rav. The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Anoitel Yod of Tchila, Ba'achroina. Somebody who washes his hands Tchila for Ma'im Achroinim, whom is Zuman the Bracha, he's going to be the one to say the Bracha. The Gemara says a short story. Rav and Rav Chiya have Yasvi Kamei to Rabbi Besudasa. Rav and Rav Chiya were sitting by Rabbi, who is their Rabbi. Amar Lei Rabbi, L'Rav, Rabbi said to Rav, Kum Mashiyadech, go wash your hands. Chazid have Mirtat. So Rav went, he started to shake. He started to get all scared. Rav's telling me to wash my hands. He was, maybe he's seeing that I'm eating like gluttonous. Maybe he's seeing that my hands are dirty. Like, why is Rev? And again, we have to remember every time we have these stories that these people did not say a word extra ever. And one word extra is can be a whole page of Gemara. So Rav got very scared. Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Pachti. Rav Chiya said to him, no, Bar Pachti, which is a sign of this son of Gedolim. Ayin Rebekah's Mizoyna Karmelei. No, he was just giving you the honor to bench first. So he was saying, you wash your hands so you could start benching. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Arava Bar Yirmiyah Me'emosai Mevarchan Al HaReach. At what point do you make a bracha on when you put these spices on the coals and they start to burn up, and then you'll eventually, the incense will start to smell good. So Me'emosai Mevarchan Al HaReach, at what point do you make a bracha on the smells? Mishita'ala Timrasai. Once the smoke starts to waft up, even though you have not yet smelled it, nevertheless, it's still considered roy to make a bracha on it. Amalei Rav Zeira L'Rava Bar Yirmiyah V'Halei Ka'arach, but you did not yet smell it. The smoke is just wafting up, but it didn't reach your nose yet. Amalei V'Lei Tamech, according to your reasoning, when you make a bracha, Moitzi Lechem Arts, the Mevarech, V'Halei Acha, you didn't eat it yet. Ella, what's the pshat? Daite L'Mech, you're about to eat it. Tachanami, so it's over here. Daite L'Aruche. As soon as the smoke starts wafting up, it becomes ready for you to smell. So you make the bracha, and very shortly you would smell it. Amar Bichia Breda Abba Bar Nachmani, Amar Bichizda Amar Rav, Vamrila Amar Bichizda Amar Ziri. Kol HaMugmaris Mevarchen Alein Bari Atze B'Samim. All Mugmars, you say the bracha of Bari Atze B'Samim, except for Musk, Chutz Mi Musk, which is Shemin Chayahu, because it comes from the blood of a Chaya, of a wild animal. Shemavarchen Alav Bari Mine B'Samim, which we say Bari Mine B'Samim for. You only say it on the special, I believe they translate it usually as balsam, yeah, of Beis Rebbe, and va'al afarsamon shel Beis Kesar, on the balsam of Rebbe and the balsam of the Kesar. Rashi explains that it wasn't these places necessarily, but this is the place that they generally had it. So they called it Rebbe's balsam, but any balsam anywhere. Va'al hahadas, or on a hadas plant, shel b'chol makim, anywhere. So we see that not on all spices do you say Atze B'Samim. And the Gemara indeed says, Tiyuvta, it is a refutation. You're right. You only say Atze B'Samim on a tree spice. But on other types of shrubs, you will say Isve B'Samim. And on different types of things other than that, you will say Mine B'Samim. So in my backyard, we have, I think it's mint, which grow, and we say Bare Isve B'Samim. You would say, depending on if it's a wood or if it's a thing, you say bari atze, bari isve, depending on how it grows. Omar Leirav, it's kedai to know, though, which bracha you would make. You know, if you ever find these good-smelling things, like flowers and things like that, you can make a bracha on a flower. If you smell, if you pick up a flower to smell it deeply, you know, the classic smelling the roses, that you need a bracha for that. Of Bayre Izve B'Samim, probably. Amalei Rav Chizda L'Rav Yitzchak. In fact, it's okay also if somebody smells food. Yeah, we'll see in a second. Amalei Rav Chizda L'Rav Yitzchak. Hai Mishcha Da'afar Samayin. this oil that you put the afar simon plant in. So now we're making a bracha on the oil, Shabbai. Amalei hachi amar Rav Yehuda, bayrei shemen artzenu. Because the oil now picked up the smell of the afar simon, so you make a bracha of bayrei shemen artzenu. So he mentioned the land of, bayrei the shemen of our land. Amalei barmenet Rav Yehuda. Don't bring me a riot from Rav Yehuda. The chaviv alei Eretz Yisrael. Because he loved Eretz Yisrael so much, so he put it into the brachas. But for a regular person, the kuli alma mai. Amalei hachi amar Rabbi Yechanan, bayrei shemen orev. Bayrei the shemen who makes sweet oil. Amar Rabbi Ada bar Ahava, hai kishrasa, mevarchinan alea bayrei atzeb samam. A kishrasa, which is another type of spice. You're going to have a lot of spice names coming up. So kishrasa. You make a atzei b'samman. Aval mishcha kevisha, the oil that it has been soaked in, you don't. Loi. Since you put the this whatever kishrasa is, and then the oil picked up the stuff.
All these various brachas that we have for the smellings, would you pass them like that?
With yeah.
All these various brachas?
Sure. Sure. If you take those greens, you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you go to the Bukhari and Shuk, you will be forced to smell. Atzvei b'samim. Okay, no problem. Izvei b'samim. No problem. And then minei b'samim. And they enjoy making people smell their b'samim. But if you've been to the Kaisel, a lot of times they put it in your face. It's a zuchus to make these brachas if you don't usually do it.
Yeah,
but
we really don't know these brachas by heart because we don't come across it too often.
Well, it's atzvei, isvei, bari shemen orev, and hanosin reach tev leperis is what you say on food. But it's like shahakal and mazaynes, and yeah, because we don't usually go around and like you know with incense and smelling things like that. That's the truth is that if you have a perfume that you smell the actual perfume and it's real ingredients, then you have to make a bracha on that also. That would be minei b'samim.
And non-actual ingredients, but still doesn't...
So if it's somebody smell. Sprayed something on themselves, so then it's not around anymore. You're just smelling what was. So you don't make a bracha.
Like the odorant, you would not make a bracha.
No. And anything that's there to make something smell, to lose a smell, is also you don't make a bracha. Even if you do smell it. So deodorant, you might. But cologne, perfume, if you smell the actual bottle, then you would have to make a bracha. But air freshener or not, because that's, you know, coming to remove a smell. So Rav Kahana Amar Afilu Mishcha Kevisha, you do have to make a bracha on such oil that it was soaked in. Avo Mishcha Tchina, but if it wasn't soaked in it, it was crushed into it, loy. And Nahardoy Amrin, this is how we pass it, Afilu Mishcha Tchina, even oil that was the item was crushed into, you do have to say a bracha. Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, hi Simlak, if you want, you could, Simlak I believe is jasmine. That you would make a bracha, mevarchinin aleo, bayrei atzei b'samim. You say, bayrei atzei b'samim. Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav, hane chilfi d'yama, some sort of spice that is, some sort of spice, I don't know how the translated is.
Translated as spikenard.
Okay, that's just as good as chilfi d'yama. Mevarchin and alayhu bayrei atzeb b'samim. And Amar Rav Mar Zutra, my crow, what's the pasuk? Vehi ha'alatem ha'gaga v'titmanim b'pishtei ha'etz. As it says, and she brought them up to the rooftop, and she hid them in the pishtei ha'etz. We see it's called etz. Hay narkum d'gananuise. This narkum, if it's the ganon, we say if it's grown in a garden, then mevarchin in a lebari atzeb b'samim. The dabra, but if it's grown in the wild, it's a slightly different species and it grows more to the ground, and therefore it's bari izvei b'samim. You say it's more of a grass. Amar Rav Sheshes, hani sigli. Sigli is another type of spice. Mevarchin in a
violets.
Okay, mevarchin in a lehu bari izvei b'samim. It's a grass. Amar Rav Zutra Haiman de Mareach be'esroiga, a person who smells an esrig, oy bechavusha. Generally, we translate it as chavusha as quinces, I think.
Yeah, quince.
But I have no clue what a quince is. Amar Baruch Shenosan Reach Tev Beperis. You say a Baruch Shenosan Tev Reach Tev Beperis, and this is what you say on any food. If you go in and smell a food, so there's a question: if you smell bread, if you smell bread, oh, we have the Mishnah Berurah here. What bracha do you make on these type of things?
I mean, if you pass by a bakery and it's
they're
baking.
Mm-hmm. No, or even if you go, let's say people open up the coffee, you know, you pick up the coffee to take a smell. Oh, yeshikoyach. So if you take up, if you do all these things, I think it's the last one there. Yeah. Since you don't make a bracha, in the Mishnah Berurah whether or not you say it or not, and therefore in the Chabad, therefore we paskin not to say on bread because maybe it's not a chashuv enough smell to make a bracha on. But by coffee, let's say, so then if you're not picking it up, so the question is if you're picking it up to eat, so then. Right. Alright, so we try to by esrigs, we try not to give a sniff. Alright, these are halachas we have to see the bir halacha for again. But it's definitely not a simple thing to go ahead and smell without a bracha. But bread, you can go ahead and smell because we paskin not to make a bracha. Okay. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman Denofek B'yom Nisan. There's another bracha that we say once a year. A guy goes out in Nisan during the springtime. The Chazi Ilani, and he sees trees that are blossoming. Omar, he says the following bracha. Baruch Shaloi Chiser Ba'ilam Eklum. Baruch Hashem, he does not leave anything out in this world. V'baruch by Brios Tovos, he created beautiful creations. V'ilonis Tovos, and beautiful trees. V'his Na'is Behen B'nei Adam, so that people can enjoy them. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. That's the reason that they're on this planet, so people can enjoy them. This world is supposed to be an enjoyable life. Hard, but enjoyable, not bitter. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Minayin Shem Evarchin Al Hareach. How do you know that you make a bracha on smell? Shenemar Kol HaNeshama Tehalal Ka. All souls should praise Hashem. Ezu Davish HaNeshama Nehenes Mimenu Ve'en Aguf Nehenem Mimenu. What's something that only the soul benefits, but the body doesn't? Havi Amar Zehareach. That's the scent of smell. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav, Asidim Bechura Yisrael Sheyitnu Reach Tev Kalav Hanoin. In the future, the Bachram of Klal Yisrael would give off a scent of, like, Levanon. Now, it doesn't mean Lebanon. It means these type of trees, which apparently the flowers on them smell good. Shenemar Yelchu Yon Kisov, as it says, the young ones will go, Vayi Kizayas Hoidu Vareach Le Kalvanon, and they will smell good. I don't know if it's being Mekayim in this generation with the invention of cologne and things like that, but it probably means in the time of Mashiach, and it will be a natural smell. What does it say in the Pasuk? It says, Hashem does everything proper in its time. Hashem made everybody appreciate his line of work. Because he makes a doctor happy with being a doctor. He makes a lawyer happy with being a lawyer, and an accountant happy with being an accountant. Everybody is happy with their line of work. Why? Says Rashi, because there needs to be everybody. We need doctors, we need lawyers, we need accountants. So therefore, Hashem made everybody like and naturally lean towards different things. And now that he's naturally leaning towards things, it probably will follow his natural leanings. And therefore, we'll have doctors, we'll have lawyers. Everybody will have, we will have all those professions and people for whom we need. We'll have any people to sell ice cream. We need everybody. And therefore, those everybody has a natural leaning towards his purpose on his purpose in society. Amar Rav Papa Haina Da Amri Inchi. This is what people say. Tala Le Kor Le Davar Acher. You go ahead and you could lean. You could wave Kaira, which is the we said it's the fruit. It's the new branch of a palm tree. Le Davar Acher towards a Davar Acher is a pig. The Gemara doesn't like to use the word pig, so usually it says calls it a Davar Acher. We actually, I think there's a minig in some people not to say the word pig, because my neighbor has a watering can that looks like a pig, and somebody came over to the house and says, why do you have a pig over here? So my neighbor is not appreciative of any of these type of menhagim. She says, because it's really a W-A-T-R-E-R can. But, so, Lemaisa, So the Gemara is saying that you would go ahead and wave good food in front of a davar achar v'ihu didei oved, and he ihu didei will do oved his thing. Will do his thing, meaning he will still go into his muddy food rather than taking your good food because he also has natural tendencies to do what he needs. You can go ahead and give a fly a steak. It's not going to eat it. He likes specifically rotting food. A lamp, a torch, is like two people. This is regarding the halachas, that a person is not supposed to walk outside yechidi by himself. Reason being, because it is a danger for sheidim. And the moon is like three people. So if there's light around, I don't know if it means specifically a flaming torch. What about a street light? I'm not sure. My guess would be that a street light is also okay, but I don't know. So the Gemara says, when we say that an avuka is kishnayim, do we mean it's like two other people besides you? You're like, it's like you're holding two people, or it's like you're holding one person with you? Bahadididei? Is it with you? Or is like a torch, like two, besides for you? Besides for you. Tashimar, the Gemara brings a proof. Because it says the moon is like three. So now, i'amrit, it means together with you. In other words, including you. So the moon is like two and a torch is like one. Then shaper, it makes sense. I will explain why in a second. But if you say that it means besides for you, that the moon is like three besides for you, so when do you ever need four people? Why do you ever need four people? To one person, nira umazik, a shade will appear and in fact even damage. L'shnayim, to two people, he will be nira ve'ena mazik. He might show himself, but he won't damage. L'shloisha, already ain't a nira kol ikri. He's not shown at all. He doesn't appear at all in front of three people. So therefore, we see there's no reason, there's no purpose in having four people. So what would the b'risa mean that it says the moon is like three besides you? You never need four. Elalav shmamina, avuka means kishnayim bahadidei. Avuka is two, including yourself, shmamina. And therefore, if a person's walking in light, he may see the shade, but he won't get damaged. V'amarav zutra bar tuvia amarav, v'amilo amarav chazanish says that nowadays, not that you don't have to worry about these things, but there's a lot less shadim activity amongst people.
How do we know that?
That's what Chazanish says. His vart is that the more kedusha, the more it's always counterbalanced by more on the bad side, and therefore nowadays when there's less kedusha around, then there's less on the bad side also. That was his svara. But va'amar Rav Zutcher bar Tuvia va'amar va'amar la amar Rav Chana bar Bizna amar Rav Shimon Chasida va'amar la amar Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Shimon bar Yochai noyach le adam in famous Gemara noyach le adam, it is better for a person sheyapel atzmi, noyach actually means it's easier, it's better for a person to sheyapel atzmi l'teich kivshan esh, to fall into a cauldron, an oven, a fire, v'al yalben p'nei chaver barabim, and not to embarrass somebody else publicly. Minolan, how do we know this from the famous story of Tamar, who was going to allow herself to get killed rather than embarrass Yehuda publicly? Sheyapal atzmi l'teich kiv sheyapal atzmi. Shenemar, this is the pasuk, he might say she was going out to be killed. Tanu Rabbanan, hevi lefan of shemen v'hadas. If a person is brought, in order to make a bracha, two things, shemen, oil, and hadas. The laurel wreath. What's it made out of again? The hadasim.
Myrtle.
Yeah. There you go. Beishami armi mevarach ala shemen. Beishami says you make a bracha on the oil first. Va'achakach mevarach ala hadas. Beishil amim, no. First you make a bracha on the hadas. Mevarach ala hadas. Va'achakach mevarach ala shemen. And afterwards you make a bracha on the oil. Omar Rabin Gamliel, Ani Achria, I will. Now, usually Achria means I will meet somewhere in the middle. I will make some sort of compromise. That's generally what it means. Here, it means I'm going to paskin like Beis Shammai. Because I will be Machria like Beis Shammai. Because Shemen is better. Because by Shemen, not only do we get to smell it, but you also get to use it as a. As an oil on one's skin. You can massage it into one's skin. Shemen zachinu l'reicha v'zachinu l'sichasei. By oil, we are zeicha to its smell. We are zeicha to two things from it. Therefore, it's more chashiv. Therefore, you should say a bracha first. And we are zeicha to use it as an anointing thing. In other words, to put it on ourselves. Hadas.
Why don't we have the same halachas by food? Then which one you prefer?
Well, he's saying, but even by food, we saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was that if there's an integral quality that's better, for example, one is the Shivas Aminim, then we go with that one first.
Unless you like the other one better.
No, not by Shivas Aminim. Not Rabbi Yehuda. The other Mand Amr just argued, and he held that Shivas Aminim wasn't a quality that beat chaviv. But everybody would agree that if you could find an inherent quality that beats, then that one becomes more chashev. We are zeicha to its smell, but we are not. It can't do anything else besides smell it, unless you want to wear it on your head. And Amar Rav Yechanan, the Rav Yechanan comments halacha kedivrei ha-machriya. The halacha follows the machriya.
But you can say hadas is used for a mitzvah.
That's a good question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, shemen is also used for a mitzvah. You could say because it's used on the mizbeach. You have to put oil on the mizbeach. You put oil on with the menachos. So, Rav Papa ikloi lebei Rav Huna. Rav Papa visited Rav Huna. Braid Rav Ika. Icy lekamai who shemen vahadas. They brought him out. This exact shaila. They brought him out oil and hadas. Shakul Rav Papa took and barich ahadas bereishi. He made a bracha on the hadas first. Vahada barich hashemen, and afterwards made a bracha on the shemen. Amar lei loy sover lamar halacha kedivrei hamachriya. Do you not hold of the statement of Rabbi Yechanan that said the halacha follows Rabbi Gamliel, who was machriya like Beis Shammai? Amar lei hachi amar Rava halacha kebeis Hillel. He said this is what Rava said. Halacha follows Beis Hillel. However, the Gemara comments, and this Gemara, I remember from last time, is absolutely mind-blowing. It wasn't true. Rava didn't really say it. He was just saving himself from... He was embarrassed because he made a mistake. So he was saving himself from embarrassment by saying, in other words, really, the halacha does follow Rabbi Gamliel, who paskins like Beis Shammai. This that he said in the name of Rava, that the halacha paskins, like the halacha follows Beis Hillel, from the name of Rava, that was just to save himself in this situation. This is an absolute pella. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin Korban Eide in the Yerushalmi. The Goyin takes it out. What does Vav do? Vav says, so there are other explanations. Vav, in the Haggai's Vitzirim, says that he said it misvar de nafshe, he argued, and not because he was chilek, not because he was embarrassed. So he's arguing on Rashi. On the side, they say it wasn't become he. That's what Rashi said. The way I said it, whatever was right, the way Rashi said it. On the side, they say that really he argued. But he was out of Midas Chassidus. He didn't want to say that I argue you're saying over a Gemara or saying over a Halacha, and Rav Moshe has a Psak, and you don't feel that you have to follow that Psak in that situation. So you say, you disagree, but you want to say, I disagree. Who are you talking to, Rav Moshe? So you say, I heard it from Rav Henkin or whatever. Yeah, they argue. So you say it over in the name of somebody else. That's what he's doing. So he wasn't doing it to get out of embarrassment. He really held that halacha was like Beis Hillel, and he felt that he could argue on Rabbi Yechanan, but he didn't want to announce publicly that he's taking on Rabbi Yechanan. He felt it was like Gaivadik, and therefore he said it in the name of somebody else.
Was it Mar Sinai or something?
I wouldn't say it's Mar Sinai.
The wrong halacha.
No, see, he holds it's the right halacha. He holds it's right.
He said he did it. I'm not embarrassed.
So, that one is a takashver. Yeah, that one I don't have an explanation for. According to Rashi, it's a pella. That's a wonder. All right. I don't know. It's a very strange Gemara. There's another time in Shas that's similar. I don't remember what it is, and I remember also being very disturbed. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, have you lefnehem shemen v'yayin? If they brought oil and wine to one Beis Shammai, you take the oil in your right hand, in the wine in the left hand, and you make a bracha on the oil first. You make a bracha on the oil, and then you make a bracha on the
wine.
Because the oil, you'd make a bracha on the oil first. Beis Hillel, I'm Eiches Es Hayayin. You hold the wine in the right hand, Biminav Es Hashemen V'Smelim B'Varach Aliyayin B'Chozim V'Varach Aliyayin. V'Tachu B'Roish HaShamash. And then you will take the leftover oil that's on your hand, and you will smear it into the head of the Shamash. You will use his head as a wiping spot. V'Im HaShamash Tamil Chacham Hu. Now the Shamash would appreciate this because the oil smelled good, so he gets free perfume. And if the shamash is tamar chacham, so then you shouldn't do it on the oil on the guy's head, because you don't want him tachu because you should do it on the wall. Because it would not look good. Yeah, disgrace. But I don't want to use disgrace. It's a bit harsh.
This oil was brought out because of its smell or because of
both.
You don't make a bracha if you just bring oil out
just for smooshing. But it was brought for both. They used to go ahead and they used to suck the oil. They used to use it, but it also smelled.
Isn't he damaging the wall?
No, if anything, it would help the wall.
Yes,
yeah, so it's good. It would help the wall. Besides the fact that it's good business in his own house. If it is a genai the Talmud Chacham, because it is a genai for the Talmud Chacham. Lot says l'shuk kishuhum avosim, to go out to the shuk while he is smelling like a flower. Tan Rabbanan shisha dvarim genai lo le Talmud Chacham. There are six things that it is a genai for a Talmud Chacham to do. Al yetzei kishuhum avosim l'shuk. The Gemara is going to list all six and then revisit them and explain them. Do not go out while he is smelling to the marketplace. Val yetze yechidi b'layli. He shouldn't walk out by himself by night. Val yetze b'mina alim ha'metulaim. He should not go out with ripped shoes. Val yisaper im ha'isha b'shuk. He should not schmooze with a woman in the marketplace. Val yisiv b'chabura shel amei ha'oretz. He should not sit in a group of amaratzim. Val yikonis ba'achroin l'beis ha'medrish. And he should not come late to shul.
So if he's a very poor person,
mm-hmm,
and doesn't have money to buy new shoes, and his shoes are torn or his clothes is torn, what should he do?
Go to the chesed fund.
No, but that's not always a chesed fund.
Well, if he's got no, I'm saying he has to be makbet on this. If he has no choice, then he has no choice. But it might be a genai, but sometimes you got to do things that are a genai. What about schmoozing in the shuk with his, what happens if his wife wants the car keys? He can't say, I can't talk to you now.
Over there, it's talking about a strange woman. We'll see.
Also, you should not take large steps. Vali halach b'kayim zakufa, and you should not walk with a... B'kayim zakufa is translated different places, either it could mean you're walking... You know, gaivadik, or it could mean you're walking without a yarmulke. How do they translate it?
Erect posture.
Okay, gaivadik, walking with your head back and like that. Al yetzik kishuhum avusim l'shuk. Going back to the first one, do not go out smelling into the shuk, smelling good. Amar Rabbi Abba braid Rav Chiya bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's b'mkayim shechashudin al mishkav zachar. It is in a area, in a city, that people are suspect of being Mishkav Zachar. And therefore, they go ahead and the males go ahead and, you know, try to smell good to attract other males. And therefore, that would be a problem. But in a regular city, then you do not have that issue.
Why is he there in the first place?
Maybe he was, maybe he's a poor man, he had to deliver wood or something like that. Also, it doesn't mean that everybody there is Mishkav Zachar. It was that it was suspected. Amar of Sheshes Le'amarin El Babigda, that's only on his clothes. Have a Bagufay on his body, Zeya Ma'avrale. It's more of a deodorant where it's, you know, passing bad smell rather than affecting good smell. Amar Papa Vasaira Kabigda Dami, his hair is like his baggage. But I mean like a Gufay Dami, and some say it is like his body. So some say it's permitted, some say it's not. Nowadays, if you hang around a regular place, so I would assume that unless you're in like certain areas of the city, you probably do not have to worry. But then again, it's a good idea for everybody to not to smell too bad. Sometimes you walk into an elevator with somebody and your eyes tear over because it's so strong. But it's a probably not usher nowadays. That's what I would guess. Va'al yetzi yechidi belayla.
Yeah, because today, unless you put on aftershave, you don't put it on your clothes.
Well, people could. You do sometimes. You could spell up your clothes, and then you could.
Yeah, but people generally don't. They usually.
Well, they don't put aftershave on the clothes. That's for sure. Right. All right. V'al yetzei yechidi b'layla, a person shouldn't go out walking by himself, mishum cheshada, again, because we would be choshed him of where is he walking late at night? Everybody's peering through their blinds at home. Uh-huh, there's a guy walking by himself. Where do you think he's going? That's only if he doesn't have a set time to learn. And Evel Kvila Idne, but if he has a set time to learn, so made the other, everybody knows the Idne Kazala is going to his learning session. A person should not go out with torn shoes. It is improper for a Talmid Chacham to go out with torn shoes. Eini says the Gemara, "Vahar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Nafik." He went out. Amar Mar Zutra, Braid Rav Nachman, Bitaloy Al Gabitaloy. We mean patches on the patches, like his patches had patches. That is a problem. But just Stam to have one patch, that's not such an issue. What?
How do you translate Taloy?
I'm translating it as a patch. They say rip.
This says patch.
It's a patch. Yeah.
Oh, so the Isser is Manolim Mutaloy, and these patched shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I said torn, I meant torn with a patch. Yeah. That's only if the tear and the patch is on the top of the shoe. I have a begilda, but on the ankle of, but on the behind the shoe, then less lenba. Then there is no problem. But pansa also leyamar and ella beorcha. That's only if you're outside of a bebeis the less lenba. It's in the house. It's not a problem. But leyamar and also ella biyamoyis hachama only on during the summer when you can see people could see the shoes. Ava biyamoyis hakesham during the winter when everybody's covered in mud anyways. Less lenba. There is no problem. Vali saper im isha b'shuk a person should not schmooze with a woman in the marketplace. Amar v'chistav afilu ishta even if it's his wife. Tani namiyachu we have a price like this. Afilu he ishta even if it's his wife. Afilu he bita even if it's a daughter. Afilu he achaisi even a sister. Because not everybody is Baki, knows the person's relatives. So I see a person schmoozing with a woman in the shuk. I'm like, oh. And then it turns out it's his sister. And also you can spread a whole rumor and everything like that. And it turns out it's his sister. This actually happened to somebody I know, where Yeshiva Bachar was caught schmoozing with a girl in Eretz Yisrael. And people were schmoozing about him, and it turns out he was hanging out with his sister. Al Yisav bechabura shel amei haaretz. A person should not Yisav. A person should not.
He says he reclined.
Yep, sit together with. Sit in the same bechabura of amei haaretzim of in a group of amaretzim. My taima dilma asilam shucha basrayu because you will come to get you pulled in after them. And don't come late to shul mishum dekorele paisheya because they're going to call you a paisheya. They're going to call you a lazy person. And also,
what do you care about what people call you?
Well, it's important. You want to make a kiddush Hashem. You want to make a, you want to have people say, ah, I want to be a Talmid Chacham. Not to say like, oh, look at that guy. He's a schlub. And also a person shouldn't take large steps. The Amar Mar Psia Gasa Noitelas Echad Mitov Kuf Mimaor Einov Shel Adam. Taking large steps can take 1/500th of the brightness out of a person's eyes. Could be the sight of a person's eyes. Maita Kante, what is the remedy to restore that sight? Lahadre Bekidusha de Beishimsha, to be Mahadr, to do work, do good in Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush de Beishimsha, make sure that you are careful about Kiddush on Friday night. V'al yahalich b'koyim ha-zakuf, a person shouldn't walk with an outstretched and erect posture. Da'omer mar, ha-mahalich b'koyim ha-zakuf, ha-filu ba'arba amas, is ki'ilu doichik ragli shechina. It is as if he knocked away the shechina, for that's dichsev melech al-aretz kevodei. As it says that Hashem is everywhere, and you walking like a bal gaiva, you're basically saying Hashem is not here.
This eyesight thing, that applies to everyone, not just to Talmud Chacham. Why would he mention that?
That's a good question. Yeah. What are they saying?
That you write it applies to everybody, just that when you're young. It says that the Talmud Chacham has to use his eyes for certain reasons, so it would be difficult to do his eyesight.
Okay, alright. a chiddush to say that. I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with kiddush, but if anything, it should work for care. I hear the question. Good question.
You know, right. Some people have the minhag that by Abdullah, they take the wine and put it by the rice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do with this because of Kiddush. Because he brings down a footnote over here that Toistris, Mpsochem, explains that this is not drinking wine or the Kiddush, but this is rubbing the Kiddush wine on your eyes.
Really? I hear that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Possibly, probably. Maybe some are thinking similar, but over here it says Kiddush, so.
Yeah, it says here, that's Rashi's explanation. But mm-hmm. Father explained that this cure is affected not by drinking the Kiddush wine, but by dabbing it in on the eye.
I know, but I'm saying, but even then, it doesn't say Havdalah, so.
Yeah, but it doesn't say Havdalah. One of the two are connected.
Right. Interesting point. I don't know.